This week's appeals court ruling upholding New Jersey's justifiable need clause got me to thinking about words. For the past 15 years or so, I've made my living as a publisher, media producer, author, and professional speaker. So words are very important to me. No, make that sacred. Words are, I believe, the most powerful things we possess. Words have power. The power to incite, to divide, to calm, to unite, to inspire and encourage, to comfort and to guide. As a gun owner and civil rights activist, I find the battle over the words that form the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, a declaration of our inalienable rights, to be laughable. You see, words mean things. So, for the sake of those lawmakers and judges whose understanding of the English language has been hobbled by political correctness and 100 years of progressive public school educations, why don't we take a moment to examine the true meaning of some of those words now in question by the courts? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Heller decision has ended the ridiculous debate over whether the right to keep and bear arms was an individual one or one reserved only for the government. Just for the record, governments do not have rights. They have powers. Only people can have rights. A right is something that you are morally or legally allowed to do. An inalienable right is one that cannot be taken away or given away by its possessor. The word keep is a verb, meaning to have or retain possession of, as in, this is mine, you can't take it. The word bear is also a verb, meaning to carry, as in, I carry it around with me. It's not at home locked up in a vault. It's not in a locked or fastened case, stowed in the trunk of my car. No, I got it with me, right here. And what do I have the unbreachable, irrefutable, intractable right to carry with me? The word is arms, a noun meaning weapon and ammunition, as in firearm. And mine is locked and loaded. Shall not be infringed. The word infringed is a verb, meaning to limit, to undermine, encroach upon, stand in the way of, or delay, as in one gun a month, firearms owner identification cards, gun permits, mandatory waiting periods, and justifiable need. So those 27 words that the courts have such a hard time with, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not so hard to understand when you realize that words mean things.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So it's a busy week this week, Anthony. We've got a lot of legislation that we need to talk about.
Yes, and there's so much going on, but we're very privileged to have two special guests in the studio today.
Yes, we are.
And we have Steve Lonigan. Steve, hello.
Hey, good to be with you, Anthony.
Sandy, Steve, as most of you know, is running pretty much, he's running in a primary now, but eventually he'll be running against Mayor Media, Cory Booker.
Yes.
And we have also Sue Ann Penna. Sue, you want to introduce yourself?
Well, thanks for having me here today, Anthony. I'm Sue Ann Penna, who's founder of the Essex County Tea Party, and now proudly working with Steve Lonigan on his campaign.
Now, As far as conservatives go, we've only had three politicians who've had the chutzpah to come on our show, which and Steve is the first male. So,
yes,
Steve, we want to thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations, Steve.
I want to mention something that on Thursday, August 8th at 7 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range, Sue Ann planned a fundraiser dinner for Steve Lonergan for U.S. Senate, and it's $100 a person, and we have some VIP tickets for $1,000 a person, and I'm very angry because the turnout hasn't been that good, so I don't want to hear the next 40 years when Booker's entrenched in Washington,
right,
you're sitting behind your keyboard, your lazy ass is behind the keyboard bitching that Booker has Lonergan's seat, has Lautenberg's seat
put
now.
Put down the
I
Cheetos.
I don't want to hear it. So get online and buy the tickets. They're on the Gun for Hire radio site. They're on the Facebook page. Sue Ann, where else can they find the tickets? They can purchase them here, by the way.
They can purchase them here, and they can also go to LonerganForSenate.com.
LonerganForSenate.com. Now,
and spell Lonergan, please.
L-O-N-E-G-A-N.
Now, yes, before we get into it hot and heavy with Steve, Sue Ann, Steve, when is the primary?
The primary, Anthony, is Tuesday, August 13th. The polls open at 6 o'clock. Early voting is open at the Bergen County Clerk's Office this Saturday, and as well as clerk's offices around the state. But, Anthony, I'd like to talk a little bit about this race.
Go ahead.
And why it's so important, because the election that will be held to fill the seat vacated by the death of Frank Lautenberg will be on Wednesday, October 16th. And the whole country is going to be watching what happens in New Jersey. This is the only U.S. Senate race in the nation, a standalone election between now and November of 2014. This race, more than any other race in my political memory, which goes back away, is going to be focused on the meaning of the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution like no other election before. This is a pivotal turning point on the future of our constitutional rights. In a nation where we're seeing this assault on our freedom, our privacy by the NSA, by the IRS, targeting certain groups, we know what it's about. We've seen it all. And an assault on our Second Amendment rights. This election is going to be about who can turn out the people most passionate about the Constitution. Anthony and Sandy, we have an opportunity to send a powerful message to Barack Obama to put a real roadblock in the way of his assault on our individual liberties, and to set the tone for the Republican Party having a backbone and standing up for our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, all of the Bill of Rights, like no other election in American history, right here in New Jersey, the crossroads of the American Revolution. I am a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I will always be a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe that every American, law-abiding American, should have the right to defend their lives, their family, their homes, their property, their freedom. Every one of my potential opponents in the Democrat primary wants to disarm every American, wants to undermine the Second Amendment as we know it.
You know,
so this is it. This is ground zero in the battle for a Second Amendment.
There's plenty
rights
of Republicans, too, Steve, who want to disarm everyone.
Well, we're going to realign the Republican Party. We're going to put the Republican Party back on track. We're going to teach them, and in the state of New Jersey, that a conservative pro-life candidate wins, that they better take heed.
Could you imagine if New Jersey has their own Ted Cruz or Rand Paul people?
That's what we need.
And listen, we always talk about how the Lautenberg Act in New Jersey affected nationally, you know. But the other thing to think about is for us, our out-of-state listeners, if you can contribute to Lonergan's campaign, because it doesn't stay in New Jersey. We know that. The other thing for us Jersey people, the reason why I'm so angry with you and I'm passionate about this is Christie has all of these bills on his desk. If Lonergan was to get 1 million votes or more during the primary vote, that's going to tell the governor that there's a lot of ticked off people out there. And if he signs these, it could cost him votes in November. And we know he's looking for the most amount of votes for his presidential campaign in 16.
Well, Anthony, let me tell you what our short-term goal is for primary day. We need to turn down more votes for me than any of the Democrats get. I have more votes in the primary than Cory Booker gets in his primary. That's a big message nationally.
Right.
That means we're on the march and that we can win. And that's we have to have that winning attitude across the board and stand firmly on our constitutional rights.
He couldn't say it any better. I agree. But, you know, I just read an article in American Thinker how a small group of 12 upstarts in the House have basically screwed up so many Democratic votes. We need this guy.
Yes.
There's only 50 senators.
We
need somebody. And the message across the country that there's this groundswell of upstart conservative Republicans. New Jersey needs it. Listen to me, people. Cory Booker, I don't think he's 40 years old. If he gets elected, he's going to be be in that Senate seat for 60 years.
And this is Jersey.
Okay?
So,
and he's never going to get out. Once he's an incumbent and once he's entrenched, he will never, ever get out of that seat. And we will regret it forever. Okay?
We have the problem with our listeners, and I guess, Steve, you would appreciate this also. We say this all the time, is the fact that we've been living under the tyranny of progressivism for so damn long, we forget what freedom, real freedom, is really about.
You know, the freedom is the right to own a gun, to bear arms, as the Founding Fathers sought, and that's critical. And that's one of the key elements of our society they're trying to undermine. I don't underestimate the listeners listening to this podcast. I think they are absolutely ready to go into battle to win this election. I need those boots on the ground. I need to raise money. Cory Booker on Thursday night had Oprah Winfrey in for a left-wing liberal fundraiser of the extreme magnitude. The following day in Newark yesterday, you may have read the reports of the all-out street shootings on the streets of Newark. You know, kids running, screaming, bodies laying in the streets of Newark. Yes, a major gun violence like Dodge City in Newark yesterday. It's just absolutely unbelievable. You know, Cory Booker claims to have improved Newark. Well, crime is up over the last few years. Violent crime is up. And he claims to have gotten guns off the streets of Newark. He says that in his TV spots. The only guns he got off the streets, the only gun with 157 guns in the holsters of the police he laid off.
Right.
Correct.
Yes. And all those cap guns. All right, we're coming right back with Steve Lonigan.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Thank you.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com. He's in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
And Dr. I just Eric. Went
Dr. Eric and pro gun. Dr. Eric is coming to the dinner Thursday night. A staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, NRA instructor. Again, he has the backbone to advertise and sponsor our show, which is a wonderful thing.
Medical professional coming out to sponsor a show like
this. So if you are friends of yours are in Bridgewater, New Jersey, Sue Ann, if you have any friends that use a chiropractor within 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, you should push them towards Dr. Eric Waldorf because he's one of our staunch supporters.
He does not drive a Prius.
No, speaking of Prius, I just got to send a little message out. We went to see a movie the other night.
Oscar
Sanchez was there with his Prius, and he says every time he hears me make fun of him. So, Oscar, I just want you to know, I was going up 287, and I saw a Chevy Volt, and I did the Pittman maneuver on that, and it spun out of control, and it went into a ravine. So they spin better than the Prius, so I'm going to go after the Volts from now on.
They're better if they've got Connecticut plates.
Nice. Now, Steve, the other thing is I've done a lot of studying on your record when you were the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to shine a little light on how you stirred things up in a Democratic town?
Well, first, I was elected in a town that's a 2-to-1 Democratic town in 1996 when I was sworn into office. This is a town that elected Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Jim McGreevy, John Kerry, Barack Obama with 67% of the vote, Bob Menendez, remember, a guy named Torricelli, Frank Lautenberg. But when it came to the Republican vote for mayor, they elected me 3 times. Yeah, I was reelected twice in double-digit margins because I governed as a conservative and as a proud NRA member. I actually went for the NRA endorsement in a local race. And you know what? We had a lot of Democrat NRA guys out there who care about their gun rights. And I believe and I know we're going to cleave them off of Cory Booker. Those union guys that are here today, Teamsters, AFL-CIO guys that like to shoot on Saturdays, that want their gun rights, they're going to be with the Lonigan team. So, you know, we talk often about the Reagan Democrats. I believe after this big win on October 16th, we'll start calling them Lonergan Democrats.
I like that.
I hope so, because I can't tolerate it anymore. I would love for you to always be the thorn in Menendez's side in the state of New Jersey.
Let me tell you an interesting story. In the Bixby School in Bogota, grammar school built in about the 1920s, there was a shooting range in the basement of Bixby School for the entire school history. We had we taught kids gun safety at the school, and the local Bogota gun club shot there until it was shut down in around 1999. They came up with the excuse of lead, but there was also a sudden discontent by the school. My God, the school board woke up and recognized that we were teaching kids gun safety in the basement of the school. How dare we? And they shut it down. I was very disturbed by that. It's one of the things, unfortunately, I don't run the school board, or I would have reversed that.
You know, so our million listeners out there, and 95% are from New Jersey, if you're listening to Steve talk and you're empowered by what he's saying, this Thursday at, what time is it? At 7 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range, we're having a dinner fundraiser. And also, you can go to Lonergan for U.S. Senate and you can donate money. You can volunteer time. Knock on doors. Sue Ann, Ron Sousa says if we had 10 more like her, Lonergan would be a slam dunk.
If I had 5 more like Sue Ann, I'd be a slam dunk.
Thank you.
Know what
you.
I mean?
It's terrific.
True. Sue Ann, tell us a little how you became to be this person, because I've been on your show and I've been to your Tea Party meetings and everything. Tell us a little bit.
Well, I was inspired by the Tea Party movement, so much so that I did start one up in Essex County. And as far as Steve has always been a supporter, coming to our meetings as well. So when we all found out that Steve was going to throw in his hat and run for U.S. Senate, we were just so thrilled, because finally we have somebody that is going to stand up for our conservative values. And we don't have to go into the voting booth this time and sort of hold our nose and pull a lever.
Yep.
We know who we're voting for. We know what Steve stands for.
You know, Steve and I spoke at the same Tea Party meeting that you had about 2 years ago.
That's right, we did.
Yes,
I remember that. Listen, I just want to remind the listeners, we're all watching this new term we hear called metadata, and the collection of massive amounts of data on our phone bills,
but they're
on
not
our
doing
emails.
Anything with that, Steve.
I'll tell you what they are doing. They're comparing it with public records. Who's a gun owner? Who's an NRA regger? And they can go after you as a gun and say, wait, this guy's a gun owner. Maybe he's a terrorist. Maybe we need to read his emails. Maybe we need to get your phone records or your financial records or your healthcare records or your kids' school records. You mean, under the Common Core Initiative, the Common Core Education Standards coming out of the Federal Department of Education, they're collecting data on our kids, ranging from their blood type to their test scores to what they eat to their parents' hobbies.
It's all about nexus points. We've talked about that so many times.
So it'll allow the government to drill down. Well, who are the gun owners? Who are the gun owners? Maybe they take their kids and teach them to shoot, God forbid.
Yeah.
Like my grandfather did with me when I was a kid. Right?
Just think of a Lonergan slam dunk in the primaries. What message does it send in the general election in November?
Right. In the primary, we get more votes than any of the Democrats, and I think we can do this. I'm urging people to come out and vote. It's next Tuesday, and a lot of people know that. Cast that vote for the purpose. I feel very confident in winning the primary. I want to go beyond that. I want more votes than Cory Booker in the primary. That'll be a huge story in the national media.
We need to let you guys got to go out and let everybody know that the primaries are Tuesday.
Yes.
Number one, 90% of the people don't know that, and that is by design.
Correct.
You know, Governor Krispy Kreme has this special election going on over here.
Yes.
But he likes, this is a big government progressive.
Listen, I got to step up to the plate. Governor Christie and I do disagree on issues, but guys, we all have to be on the same team. We have to be together on this. We need Governor Christie on board. I need Rand Paul on board. We need Ted Cruz on board. I need the entire Republican Party, the Tea Party movement, and even the not-so-pro-gun Republicans. That's the only way we're going to win.
Right.
If Steve has a great showing in his primary, Christie might change his tune a little bit before the general election.
I anticipate that I'm going to have the governor's support off of the primary, both in fundraising and just support. So, again, we're not going to win unless we pull everybody together. And this will be a great way of Second Amendment supporters to show the rest of the party, hey, we're part of the team. You need to get on board with us.
This is a very, very important election. You know, we say this all the time, but this seriously is. All you guys out there who went and pulled the handle twice for Barack Obama, saying that Barack Obama is never going to touch your guns and have seen what is going on or still have your head buried up your ass.
What about all of our gun owners thinking back and reliving every time Lautenberg did a press conference?
Exactly.
With
right.
assault rifles yeah. and bans and right. this and that. Remember how pissed off you felt? Let's take that energy now and get out there and vote and listen.
And do something about
it. He can't just do it on a wish and a prayer, too. Right. Steve Lonergan needs your support, whether it's $5, $10, $50, banging on your neighbor's door, telling your whole family that's registered to vote in the primary, come on, let's all jump in a car. We're going to go vote. We'll go get something for breakfast afterwards. I don't care what you have to do. You have to do it.
Right. Anthony, at the Oprah Winfrey fundraiser, you know, Oprah Winfrey is very anti-gun, as is his other supporters, Barbara Streisand, a man in New York named Michael Bloomberg. This is what I'm up against. In this election, and I believe right after the primary, they're going to start running ads calling me the pro-gun guy who wants to arm your neighbors. All the nasty, vicious assault on our gun rights is going to come out of them in a big way. I have to have enough money to counter that attack because these people are far-left liberal extremists. They are far left. They're wrong for New Jersey. They're too extreme for New Jersey, whether it's Cory Booker, Frank Pallone, or Rush Holt. They're all too far left for New Jersey. And I'm urging your listeners to wake up to this because the whole country is going to be watching New Jersey on October 16th.
You hear that, everybody? Well, I mean, I can't do any more. Sue, we can't do any more. We're out there pounding the pavement. I'm emailing, mass emailing. I sent mass email out to 26,000 people. We sold 10 tickets. To the dinner. Really?
I mean, and it is not the fact that you're all on vacation. Please. And even if you can't make the dinner, send a check.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a big check. It just has to be a check. Show your support.
You know what?
Well, I do want to report that we have raised well over $350,000, and I have over 3,000 donors from across the country. So that money is coming from people who really do care.
What about buying a ticket in the name of your liberal neighbor?
Yeah, that's great.
And send them a copy.
We're coming right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Whoa.
I would have done it.
Whoa.
I want to thank Walter Haas for buying a huge amount of tickets for
Walter.
The movie Assaulted to make it possible for all of us to attend, although he wasn't there, and I'm going to find him. I want to tell everybody that this segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe NJ, Survival Equipment NJ, Route 10, Whippany, New Jersey. Everyone, the hurricane seasons are coming, should stop and see Frank DeMeo and get a get-out bag or a bailout bag for themselves, their kids going off to college. Forget the micro microwave oven and a new iPhone for your daughter. Buy her a bailout bag for the trunk of her car, one for her dorm. Wake up. We have a couple of people walking by. Damon, come on over here a second. Damon Ramundi was in a cafe yesterday, and I was expressing to him how ticked off I was that we couldn't sell enough Lonergan tickets. He can't make the dinner, but what did you do, Dave?
As soon as I found out about it, I donated $100.
Okay.
And I'm coming to the dinner.
You hear that? He donated $100, and he can't come to the dinner because he's bright. You're busy that day.
Probably busy that day.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what we want. This is the kind of support we need. But I have to reach out and touch everybody. Everybody right. that's listening to the show, try to pull away from your computer for 1 second. Think of Frank Lautenberg press conferences. Go back on Lonergan right. for U.S. Senate and donate or buy a ticket, okay? I was telling Sue Ann, we're going to have standing room only in this place.
You
and
are.
Guess what?
No,
you're ticking me off, people, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Damon.
You're welcome.
Now go shoot.
I'm
all right, so Steve, we're talking here. He wants to shake your hand, Steve.
Hey, Damon, thank you very much.
It's an honor.
Thank you. So, see, this is the supporters. You have kids. How many kids you have, Damon?
Zero. That's
Zero.
Why I shoot so
okay,
much.
There you go. All right, good. So what else can you tell us,
Damon,
Steve, to help mobilize the troops?
Well, listen, Anthony, we have money coming in at the rate of over $25,000 a day from all over the country.
We need double that.
We will double that. Momentum is picking up, and I think after this nominal primary, it'll pick up even more as we get more national attention. But I just really want to see the gun guys, who I'm going to stand up for 100%, stand up for me 100%.
You have been waiting for a pro-gun candidate in the state of New Jersey for over 60 years.
And it's here.
And
he's
here.
Sitting here.
He's sitting
and he's
right
pledging
here.
To us, and he's
yes.
telling us what his views are.
And he knows
okay?
us that if he disappoints us, once he gets elected, we'll hunt him down. So he knows this.
So
and
here,
he's still here.
So ladies and gentlemen, our two-way people, our fiscally conservative people, our people with conservative values that love this country and want to bring it back to what it was and break from this progressive socialist agenda we have, here's our guy. Here's another message. Here's our Ted Cruz. Here's our Rand Paul. Here's our Trey Gowdy. It's here right now, ladies and gentlemen. A guy who's got the backbone to go on the Senate floor and berate our president and take our rights back. What about Obamacare? How do you feel about that, Steve?
I will defund it and repeal it 100%. I just can't wait to join the team down there as they hold the line to get another vote to end Obama's healthcare takeover, to repeal, roll back huge chunks of the Dodd-Frank bill, put America back on track. I don't want to just be energy independent. I want to see America as a net exporter of gas and oil to the rest of the world. I want the rest of the world to rely on us on their energy, not us relying on them because of our environmental left-wing policies. So we have the ability to do that and put America back on track to real freedom and real prosperity.
Now, here's another thing a lot of people don't understand. After the primary, your general election is what date?
The general election is Wednesday. Wednesday, unheard of in New Jersey
yes.
history, October 16th.
And
that
when,
is
if you,
the
when you
day,
win, when do you take office?
The next day.
The next day.
The moment that the election is certified by the county clerks and the state, the Secretary of State, I will be sworn into office with it. And I was here's how it goes. I go down to Washington the next day, and I will have a meeting with Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, and he will ask me who I want as a mentor. I give like two names for choices, and that will be the freshman Senate mentor. My two choices are Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And after I meet with Mitch McConnell, I get escorted into the Senate chambers to be sworn in. And under the protocol, I will be escorted, you know, through the corridors of the Senate office building into the Senate chambers by the senior New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the look on his face as we stroll hand in hand into
yes.
the Senate chambers. So
all the love
at the bare
music.
Minimum, I will be countering his anti-Second Amendment votes and advancing the protection of our Second Amendment rights.
Just think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're waiting for this for 60 years. It's within our grasp.
Right. It is.
Okay?
We no longer have to support out-of-state candidates who were pro-gun just to be able to have a voice somewhere. We've got someone right here.
By the way, Sandy, I just want to mention to your listeners, LoneaganForSenate.com, the maximum contribution is $5,200. That's $2,600 for the primary, $2,600 for the general, which you can give in full in one payment. It will be allocated accordingly. I want to help deliver this message. So that is the maximum contribution, and you'll be surprised, guys, at how many people down there that are so committed to freedom and liberty that they will dig down deep and make that maximum contribution.
And Steve, all of this time that you've been out stumping, how many times have you flown to Hollywood for support?
I've never been there, to tell you the truth.
And I don't expect, interesting, yeah, huh? but his opponent, Cory Booker, is doing all of his campaigning on the left coast.
Of course, yeah. Yes.
Correct?
Yeah, well, we have Barbara Streisand, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, yeah, Spielberg, yeah. Oprah Bloomberg. Winfrey. All right, so here they're trying to install a candidate in our state from people out of state because they want to put their progressive agenda on our back.
Because they want to disarm New Jersey residents, take away your rights to own, and they believe they have the elitist view and they should come in and tell us what to do. They cruise in their big black limousines, you know, with their armed bodyguards, by the way, armed bodyguards.
Yes.
Cory Booker walks around with at least two armed police wherever he travels around Newark.
Correct. Nice. Yeah. You're not gonna limit the size of my big gulp if you're elected, are you? When you're elected,
they
want to
limit everything. They want to limit the size of your what you drink, how you drink it. It's just out of control, and people do know that and they feel it. I think this election, as I said earlier, is the election most focused on the meaning of the Second Amendment, on the meaning of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in any election that I've ever been part of.
Well, that most of our politicians say that nasty Bill of Rights gets in the way of with them doing anything.
You know, they
want to work around it if possible.
Yeah, it slows down the agenda.
Which really ticks me off.
Now, we need to dismantle the federal government and show. First of all, we need to dismantle the IRS as we know it. That's a big threat to our individual liberty.
Guy.
We need to flatten, and more than flatten, we have to simplify the tax code. We have to take back our state's rights on every level, and most especially our gun rights.
By the way, our congressmen, before they went on their 5-week vacation, voted to give themselves an increase to cover the increased cost of Obamacare.
Oh, well, now they want to be exempt.
Yeah. And by the way, the IRS Workers Union has requested a waiver from Obamacare. Those are the people who are going to be charged with implementing, as they collect metadata, as these guys collect data on our health records.
So you don't have the good for me, but not for thee attitude, in other words?
No, I don't.
Wow.
So now, in the future of Obamacare, when you go in for your colonoscopy, is going to be an IRS agent who's doing that.
You want to know something, Stu? Steve is also fighting an uphill battle because he doesn't have anyone from the media. Except Fox News, you know.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you, this is going to shock you. I'm pretty satisfied with the media coverage.
Really?
I think the media, even the Star Ledger, has been pretty fair. In fact, their opening statement in their report about a press conference I did in front of Cory Booker's office in Newark. I went in front of Cory Booker's office, campaign office in Newark, New Jersey, on Wednesday, and demanded that he tell us where he stands on the NSA invasion of our privacy, because this guy is just dancing around in everything. The opening sentence of the Star Ledger story by Brent Johnson, I believe it was, is Republican candidate for Senate Steve Lonergan took his message of individual freedom to the streets of Newark. That was the opening sentence.
That was in the Star Ledger.
So I'm not complaining. Maybe at some point after the primary that will change. But we have a big message. And I believe even these reporters who are now witness to what the GOJ has done in investigating their own fellow reporters are as suspicious of government as we are. And their First Amendment right, which is critical to their job, is also under attack. So I think that actually is going to help to level the playing field in terms of the media.
But when Obama was in Turkey, he made the statement that his press is not as obedient as their press.
Yes,
okay?
Of course.
So, 'cause the press is supposed to be obedient to the elected officials.
Yeah, I'd like to get audio of that. Pair that up with Nancy Pelosi's audio on taking away our guns and recognize that the First Amendment stands on the Second Amendment.
We can actually do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping we've energized you today. Here is your candidate. Here he is. We're having a dinner on Thursday, August 8th at 7 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. It's limited to 30 people, but we'll go overboard. We'll flow out into the hallways. I don't care. You can come down here and meet the man himself. You can pledge your support for Steve Lonergan. You can also show by donating money, going on his website, getting some marketing materials, okay? LoneganForSenate.com. Let's get everybody lit up. It's here. 2 weeks from now on Tuesday, Tuesday's the primary
August
election.
13.
And I would
okay.
like, by the way, Anthony, to invite everyone to our primary night party in Sea Caucus, New Jersey, right on Route 3 at La Quinta Hotel. We have a ballroom there. We want to make sure we're right
I'll be there.
In line for New York TV coverage as they drive out to cover. They got to go right past us, so then there's no excuse. And here's our message. Whoever the Democrats elect are too extreme for New Jersey.
We know that. It doesn't matter, all of them. But, you know, I know Booker's the front runner. Oliver's just ticked off right now. But, you know.
Well, Frank Pallone drives a Chevy.
Oh, yeah. He wants everybody to know that. He's in touch with the common man.
He drives
right?
a Chevy.
But we can basically lose the Senate again for another 60 years if we put Mayor Media, a.k.a. Cory Booker,
by the way,
in that seat.
My campaign car that we use, which is my Ford Explorer, is a 2003 Ford Explorer with 250,000 miles on it. Just a terrific vehicle. And remember, Ford did not need a bailout.
Correct. They didn't take the bailout.
They just built a better product, and they've proven it. And this is like the best car I ever drove, so I don't drive. But
amazing.
What's your opinion, Steve, on these all these Sweeney gun bills and stuff that are sitting on Christie's
desk? You know, they've created this plethora of gun bills. Some are going to pass. Some are not going to pass. They'll pick and choose. I think they're all bad. I think we have enough gun regulation. We know that. They don't even know how to enforce what they already have, God forbid. But, you know, I support the right to carry. I've been open on that my entire career. I absolutely support right to carry. I support reciprocity. And I've been endorsed by the NRA. Again, I ran as an NRA guy for mayor in a town that's a 2-to-1 Democrat town. So our message resonates if we have the guts to get it out there.
In Bergen County.
In Bergen County.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yep.
And he won. And he won. He was elected once and reelected two more times. He also is he doesn't slide away from controversy. The one thing, I don't know, I'm going to just pop it out there, the McDonald's billboard.
Mm-hmm.
You got
that was a big issue. I didn't get in trouble for it. Actually, it was a phenomenal issue. This was a case, and I'll explain it. McDonald's came into Pagoda, and they put up a billboard in Spanish for iced tea. But guys, I have no trouble with people sharing their languages, using like stores putting up signs in whatever language they see fit. That's a freedom of speech issue. But this was right in the middle of a whole huge brawl. Oh, we're out of time.
Keep going.
That whole big brawl over immigration. Remember, you had the immigrants in Los Angeles flying the flag upside down, shaking their fists at the camera. The timing was just really, really bad. And well, I could go on a lot. I'll tell you more about this.
Cool.
Right after the break. Yeah. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All of the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about their God-given rights and about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it.
This segment is brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. They have a Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. They're all over the ledger and the media right now because of the gun giveaway and the pressure they've been giving Governor Christie with their tweeter and Twitter campaign. So NJ2AS, it's $35 a year. Steve, we say it's cheaper than a back waxing, $35 a year. We need everyone to support the NJ2AS. Please, ladies and gentlemen, we have a ton of out-of-state members, just like we need a ton of out-of-state supporters, you know, for Steve Lonigan.
Anthony, I just want to say I'm ashamed to say I'm not a member, so I will be as of now.
There
so,
you go. Yeah, Steve Lonigan is now becoming a member of New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
And I would have before, I just didn't realize it.
That's so okay. We got you now. So, Steve, the billboard. I'm a supporter of English.
Yeah, absolutely. So McDonald's puts up this billboard in Spanish. And, you know, normally it's not an issue, but that was at the peak of the big battle over illegal immigration. We had these horrible visuals of these illegal immigrants shaking their fists at the camera, tearing the American flag down, putting up the Mexican flag. So people were upset when they saw. The timing was really bad. And I got hit with a bunch of calls as the mayor said, hey, Mayor, what's with this Spanish billboard? You know, Pagoda is a very diverse community. We actually have a large Hispanic population, about 25%. So people started looking at their Spanish neighbors like, you know, what is this? Don't you want to speak English? It was just bad PR all the way around. So I called McDonald's. And I called the guy at the sign. He said, listen, you put up this billboard. People are like complaining. And he said to me, oh, yeah, that was a mistake. That billboard was supposed to be in West New York. Our guy made a mistake. That one's supposed to be in English. No big deal. I said, okay, fine. Whatever it is, it's just angering people. And there's never a good reason to anger people, right? So fine, I figured it's over. An hour later, I get a call from a lawyer, some left-wing liberal feminist extremist in New York. Mayor Lonigan, I understand that you have a problem with the McDonald's billboard. She says, do you have a problem with iced tea? I'm like, I have a problem. She goes, well, do you have a problem with the Spanish language? And I said, no, I don't, ma'am. But, which I think offended her, by the way. I said, no, I don't, but you are upsetting the people of this town at a very bad time. It'd just be better for you if, and she hung up the phone on me. That was it. She slammed the phone down and that was it. They made it. They're the ones that got this out to the press.
Understood.
They send out stories to the press. Huge woe, and I didn't back off. I said, look, English needs to be official language in the United States. It's the language of our Constitution. It's a language of freedom. By the way, you cannot translate the American Constitution into a foreign language or the Bill of Rights without losing its meaning in many, many ways. And I stood on it, and I got tons of coverage. And by the way, I got mail, I got emails, I got phone calls from all over the country. 80% of them were in my favor. 80% were Americans. Stand your ground. It's time we stood up for our English language against this assault on our culture. And this is unfair to the many people in the Hispanic community who agree with me, just like my Italian immigrant grandparents did when they said I had to only speak English. They spoke Italian in my house. I wasn't allowed to learn Italian. We had to speak English outside the house.
Yeah, same with us.
That's our history. And you know what? But let me tell you something that was remarkable. And I still have them today. The letters that came in supporting me were 75% women. I had a letter written on a McDonald's napkin that a woman wrote while sitting in McDonald's watching the news saying, Mayor Lonigan, I'm writing you from Utah. Please stand up for us. You're right. She wrote it and she stuck an envelope and mailed it to me. And I believe that the reason I had so much female support on that issue is that women look at security much more than men. And they saw this, they saw those visuals of the illegals shaking their fists at the camera, looking angry, looking scruffy, with the American flag torn down as an assault on their security. And I'm proud of the position I took against the assault on the English language, and I thoroughly followed up with a resolution to establish English as the official language of the borough of Pagoda. And I wanted to put it on the ballot, but the county clerk managed to somehow shoot that down. But I believe if there's ever a vote that comes to the floor of the U.S. Senate to establish English as the official language of this nation, I will vote yes.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Not afraid to say what's on his mind. How very unpolitical. How very unpolitical. The other thing I want to address right now, Steve, you're going to hate to hear this, is I've read on some forums and chat rooms and stuff the defeatist attitude. Well, it doesn't matter what we do, Booker's going to win. That pisses
that's
me
ridiculous.
Off, okay?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's because Oprah Winfrey and Barbara Streisand have decided that who's going to be our U.S. Senator. If that's the way you are, do me a favor. Don't vote.
There you go.
If you want Oprah Winfrey and Barbara Streisand to pick, let them vote for you. Let them come to New Jersey and cast their ballot for it. If you're with Oprah and Barbara, please stay home and watch her old washed-up movies. I mean, really.
I like this guy minute by minute, even more.
But that defeatist attitude, well, I'm not going to go vote, I'm not going to do this because Lonergan is not going to win, Booker is going to win, New Jersey is a liberal state. You're absolutely right. I don't want to hear it. I want everybody mobilized. There's 2 minutes of your time to go vote. 10 minutes of your time to support Lonergan by telling people about it, and a half hour of your time to get online, send money, and get other people to send money.
New Jersey is not a liberal state. New Jersey is a state that voted for Democrats over time because the Republican alternatives were too moderate. New Jersey is a state made up of hardworking New Jersey residents, Democrats and Republicans, who have core principles, who go to church on Sunday, who go to the shooting range on Saturday, who are going to go out and vote for a conservative. I prove that in Bogota over and over again.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. And this is the crossroads of the American Revolution. I like to remind the American Revolution, more battles were fought in New Jersey than any other state. So it's only appropriate that the future of the United States Constitution is determined in New Jersey on October 16th.
You hear that?
Will be.
You think so?
It really will be.
If not, I'm going to be I don't even know if I want to broadcast enough for higher radio if we don't get what we want. I'm serious. What am I going to do, just come on for the next 6 years and rant how we have Cory Booker running things in the state of New Jersey and how about we're all going to move to New Hampshire and Pennsylvania?
The Saturday after October 16th, I will be in the studio with you because we are going to win the election. I feel it in my gut. I have confidence in the people of this state. And I will be sitting in this chair with you talking about our victory.
And we need you guys to go out there and make this happen because just sitting on your ass and complaining about everything has not worked so far, has it?
How many things has Steve said today that have clicked in your head that you agree with? How many times have you seen Ted Cruz or Rand Paul take crap from the majority because they've said stuff that clicked in your head? This is our chance to have our guy.
Yeah. We need a guy.
We need
a guy like this going to Washington and not taking any crap.
Well, I like to say, as a grassroots person, the groundswell really is getting there, and people are excited to get behind this campaign because we do have someone that we can vote for and feel confident in, who's going to stand up and defend our Constitution, our Second Amendment.
You hear what Sue Ann said?
And New Jersey is ready. And
New
people
Jersey
are excited about this election. We really have to stop
letting the urban inner cities dictate our lives.
I think we finally hit critical mass in this progressive assault against our freedoms in this state.
You know, Anthony, the urban inner cities need our constitutional rights.
They need our
conservative values.
Absolutely.
The only way we'll ever put urban inner cities back on track is by returning to the core principles on which this nation was built. If we could build a nation on those core principles, we certainly can turn around urban inner cities.
Look at the wonder progressive socialism has done for Detroit.
Yeah, well, or Patterson,
right. Patterson,
or Trenton, or Camden,
correct.
Or Neptune, on and on and
correct.
On and on.
Just keep giving them free stuff.
Yeah.
And keeping them down.
Exactly.
And keeping them quiet.
Yeah, something tells me that those moms who got caught in the shootouts in Newark yesterday where their kids were running for their lives would really like to have had a gun in their hand to defend their kids. I just really do believe that.
Absolutely.
So do I.
We've heard it over and over again.
While we're talking about that, there's going to be a coalition of people of color, and Ainsley is heading it, and the coalition's going to be called something. I can't find it right now. Don't you hate when that happens? When you're just stuck? It's going to be called the
People of Color
for the Right of Self-Protection, PCRSP.
Rolls right off your tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, the official email address is info@PCRSP. PCRSP, okay, .org. PCRSP.org. It's going to be a 501(c). Email Ainsley, info@PCRSP.org. All right, get it going. You're absolutely right, Steve. We need to get that level of conservatism and free spirit individualism back into the inner cities. But what happens is they know our opponents know where to campaign. They go down there, like Gary Smith said last week. They promise they're going to repave the roads and they're going to build a new park for the kids. And then they vote them in and then the guys disappear. You know, that's
what happens. The money disappears.
Oh, the money always disappears. It has to be spent for something more important.
Consultants,
correct?
Legal fees, travel to Hollywood for fundraisers.
Yeah, traveling mayor media.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, look at how nice Booker has cleaned up the city of Newark. I get off that exit ramp for 280 into Newark. You could fill five dumpsters with the garbage. It hasn't changed in 10 years.
Do you want New Jersey to look like that? But he looks good on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Running
he's
in
all
and
polished
out of burning
up
buildings.
Yeah, Super Booker with the cape on,
very
saving
nice.
People from a a tall buildings in a single bound.
You know, I like to think I look good on camera, too. If
you do.
Thank you. You look good, Stephen.
But we got to get you a cape.
Yeah, no,
you need a cape.
Steve, what about, I'm not the cape kind of guy. You could have said this, Sue-Ann. Okay. Bring it up, Sue-Ann. Bust in.
Well, one of the big issues facing our educational system is Common Core. And I know that Steve is very much against that. It's a federalized standard of education throughout the country.
Teach to the test
and the lowest common denominator.
Yep.
And
yep.
Steve is out on the forefront against
it. More than
standards.
That, it gathers data on our
it's
kids.
Yes, it does.
And parental
yes,
it rights. Does. It
Absolutely.
Totally undermines parental rights.
It gathers data. It gathers, you know, you need to clock them in and out of the bus. They're talking now about using Microsoft technology to come in and track where your kids are, of course, for their safety, to protect their safeties.
It's always
everything
true.
Now
always for
is
the children.
I hate to say this because I am Republican, but ever since Dan Quayle, mediocrity has been the standard in this country, okay? Where we pick the lowest common denominator. And
not,
I'm tired
Joe Biden.
Of it.
He is
I'm
a Joe t- Biden
oh,
is a
that's Vice President Aricept, by
oh,
the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. One of the greatest vice presidents we've ever had.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on time.
Steve's got a million other things to do. We want to say goodbye to him before we get to the last
Anthony,
segment.
Sandy, thank you much. I'm glad to be
that,
here.
Can we do that, Sandy?
Absolutely.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much. Steve Lonergan. It's LoneganForSenate.com. Thursday, August 8th, 7 p.m. Come out and say hi to Sue Ann for breaking her back to get this done. Come out and say hi to Steve. It's $100 a ticket. If you can't make it, buy tickets for friends or family. If not, go on and donate money. Get flyers, get brochures, and get your butt out to vote. Steve, thank you for what you're doing for us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
And we're back. Steve Lonergan had to leave because he had to go do another radio interview. Not as good as ours, of course.
Of course not.
Remember, people for the color, for the right of self, people of color for the right of self-protection. Man, I wish I worked
work
on that
on
name.
That, yeah.
Anyway, you know, we should have just called it FU Sean Brown.
Pretty much.
Everyone would have remembered
because
it.
Even Sean.
Correct. Now, Ron Sousa, he's also a supporter of Lonergan. He will be here on Thursday night for the dinner. He's out getting signatures. He's out passing stuff around, and he's got a busy life, too. He also owns MontvilleOffice.com, MONTVILLE, office.com. on 330 Changebridge Road in Pine Brook. You have to see this place, Montville Office Suites, okay? They do everything, all right? Your address will be on, his address will be on the business cards. You'll have your own office if you want it, or a virtual office. Conference rooms. They'll do billing for you. They have lawyers on staff. I am telling you, if you have a small business and you're ready to move out of your basement or you're ready to move out of your den or study, you have to go check this out. He's got politicians using it. He's close to four major highways. You walk in, it's professional. You're greeted by a receptionist. Hi, may I help you? He belongs to every chamber. All the signs are out there, right?
Yeah.
And you say, I have a meeting with Sandy Berardi. Oh, come on in and sit down here. And then Sandy comes out of his office.
Professional receptionist is there who takes your guests.
All the media equipment is set up. I mean,
they
have a kitchen. You can cater parties there. Again, if you're a small contractor and you have your wife or another loved one doing your billing or collections or QuickBooks or anything, they can do it all. It's like a menu. You can just keep adding to the menu. I was thoroughly impressed. And again, this is Ron's second ad into Gun for Hire Radio. He's got
been
the
with
balls
us since the beginning,
to
yeah.
do it. Okay?
Absolutely.
MontvilleOffice.com. Check it out. You got to know friends that are working out of their van. You ever seen these contractors' pickups and vans where there's 1,000 pounds of paper on the dashboard
exactly.
of their vehicle?
Clipboards everywhere.
How good do you think you look when you pull up to somebody's house?
Exactly right.
Okay?
Exactly.
MontvilleOffice.com. Please check it out. It's only, he's literally 4 miles from Woodland Park Range, so you can stop and see both places.
And you know, too, and another solution to that is the other end of the bookend, like places where we are, where now you're trying to cut back on expenses. You're doing everything you possibly can. And if you've got an office somewhere else and need a satellite office here in New Jersey, that's the way to
Correct.
Do it. You don't have to go out and sign long-term leases. You're that you use it. You kind of pay as you go.
It starts at $59
That's
a
ridiculous.
Month.
That's ridiculous. I know.
To have a professional presence for $59 a month.
And it's not a mailbox, et cetera.
Or a diner.
Or a diner.
You know, how horrible is that?
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to get pissed off right now. I am pissed off Lonergan left. We can't sell enough tickets. We couldn't sell enough tickets for Assaulted. What is it going to take to get our listeners and our pro-gun people and our conservatives off of their butts? Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. We have an opportunity to send a message to Christie, to Menendez, to Washington, D.C. Could you imagine our own Rand Paul or our own Ted Cruz pissing people off?
Prove to us, please, that you're not already dead.
Could you imagine? This is our opportunity. I am so pissed. I told Sue Ann a month ago, I'm going to sell that dinner out in a day. The dinner's in 2 days, and I sold 10 tickets. I'm embarrassed. You know what's going to end up happening? I'm going to buy all the tickets like Walter Haas did for the movie Assaulted. And then, again, I'm going to be listening to you people bitching.
Bitch and moan and
come
complain,
October.
Right?
Booker's going to, he's anti-gun. Booker's doing this. I'm moving out of state. Listen, instead of spending $50,000 to move out of state, why don't you spend $1,000 and support Lonergan?
Right. Maybe you can stay right where
Let's
you are.
Let's talk about it that way. This is our chance. I read everything by Cruz and Rand Paul, the way they're constantly poking the bear. There's 12 of them that have blocked so many things already.
Imagine what another one would do.
I don't know. I don't know what else to tell anybody. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell. The next thing I want to talk about is we got this from foreign news, like Bloomberg and stuff, that the again, there was a federal court upheld that New Jersey can't have right to carry, all right? And I just want to read, everybody was pissed off about this, but this is from Scott
Bach. It's part of the process, right?
Yes. Scott Bach wrote, this was not unexpected. Courts are stacked with Clinton and Obama appointees. This is part of the process of getting to the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has joined a judicial conspiracy to suppress right to carry by selectively interpreting Heller as not applying to situations outside the home, claiming that Heller only applies to the rights inside the home.
Yeah, we
They're
can't leave
basically
our house.
Punting to the Supremes and not willing to step out on a limb. Okay, now, there was a dissent by one judge, however, which is very significant and will allow a rehearing by the entire Third Circuit, not just a panel of three. It's called rehearing en banc. I don't have high hopes for rehearing, but it's definitely a step we should take, as it will smoke out who believes what on the court, and we could and could result in additional good dissents that could provide ideas and analysis helpful in the U.S. Supreme Court. This will also interplay with the new Knappen case, which essentially could act as a backstop to the main case. Knappen has the Pantano showcase where this guy is a landscaper with large amounts of cash, and he's willing to take it to the limit. I want to thank Mr. Pantano for that.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Evan Knappen. Here he goes
again.
We got a lot going on. Do not be discouraged by this. This is another reason. Who decides? Who helps with Supreme Court nominees? Doesn't the Senate
have to approve it?
Yes,
they have to approve it.
Great. So Cory Booker is going to be approving the next U.S. Supreme Court justice.
Right. Yeah.
Welcome to America.
With a K. And let me tell you something. You're suffering with these courts stacked the way they are because you had two other progressives, both named Bush. So it's not just in the Democratic Party. Progressivism is a cancer that invades both of the parties. And we've been laboring under that in New Jersey for over 60 years,
This
folks.
Is our chance to Here's grab our the chance. Brass ring.
Absolutely.
Really?
It's just, you guys, please, please, how many times do we have to beg? We're just tired of begging.
If Lonergan doesn't, if I don't get the support, I don't know if I want to do the radio show anymore. Because we just have a bunch of bullshit wussies behind their keyboard. I'm upset. I'm telling you right now.
Why are we bothering them?
I'm serious. Why are we bothering? We're just wasting our time.
So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy and the Woodland Park Range?
The range is doing great. The cafe, you got to stop by. Cappuccino, espressos, iced coffee, push cart hot dogs with all kinds of sauces and chilies and stuff on them.
And the big news is you've got your FFL.
We have our FFL. We are now renting guns.
And you got ammunition, too.
We are not selling guns. We are not doing transfers. We are only renting guns, and we're selling ammunition, and we love what we do here. We have a ton of classes listed, urban classes, low-light classes, train with a trooper, Knappen's class. If you want to see Knappen this year, you better get your ass in gear.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please get out there Tuesday and vote in this primary. We can't have Cory Booker as a senator. We love you guys. Please stick together. Get some people involved. See you next week. From sea to the shine.